The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Drives it over to Alexander. Carson, short set, middle. Peterson taps it across. Anderson saves it. And all they can do is pass it over on the star side. Ward free ball. Slide right side. Going to be driven across by Peterson for the kill.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference Triangler in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and Ord Chanticleers. High school volleyball and KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
High toss, Studi serve, floats right on the line, had to be played. It's set in the middle. Benton gets a look, taps it over. Connor rolled it over with the help of Theron Baum. Central Catholic right at the net, takes the attack, and Baum will block. Lucky Grant up and end game number two.
The Stars remain unbeaten on the season and will be tested by state-rated Ord and Donovan Trumbull. It's the Kearney Catholic Triangler coming up next. But first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for Thursday night volleyball, Lou Platt Conference style, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show as Kearney Catholic welcomes in the Ord Chanticleers and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for our first match tonight between the two state-rated teams in Ord and Kearney Catholic. Our starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. For Ord, number 8 is a 5'9 senior, Kaylee Pelton. Number 10, 5'8 senior, Megan Alexander. Number 11, 5'9 junior, Melanie Reese. Number 14, 6' senior, Nikki Carson. Number 5, 5'8 senior, Sydney McKinney. And number 7, 5'9 freshman, Allison Weldiak. The libero is 5'3 junior. Number 1, Tierra Krubel. Head coach of the Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callan and Leanne Smith. 12-3 on the season, ranked 7th and 10th in Class C1. They did lose to Kearney Catholic earlier this year in the Kearney Catholic Invitational. For Kearney Catholic, number 9 is 6'1" senior Theron Baum. Number 2, 5'6" senior Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1" senior Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7" junior setter Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6" senior Michaela Mestel. And number 8, 5'9" sophomore Callie Oprek. The libero is going to be number 3, Morgan Studi, a 5'4" sophomore. Head coach of the Stars, Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refness, 16-0, number 1 all year in C1 and ranked 5th in the all-class top 10. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. We'll be right back.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're listening to High School Sports on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney or Donovan, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Kearney Catholic and Ord up first, then Donovan Trumbull and Ord, followed by the Stars and Cardinals in the final matchup of the evening. As we said, this is the second meeting of the year between these two teams. First meeting was back at the Kearney Catholic Tournament, the second weekend of the season on the 8th of the month, and Kearney Catholic defeated Ord in straight sets, but Ord won the other matches in the tournament that day to go 3-1 and took third place overall in the, or excuse me, second place overall in the tournament. So 12-3 Ord, 16-0 Kearney Catholic, about ready to get things underway here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ord will be wearing the red uniforms with the white and black trim. They'll be moving from left to right. And for Kearney Catholic, the green uniforms with the gold trim, they'll be moving from right to left. As we're about ready to get action underway here on Classic Hits 98.9. And Kearney Catholic appears to have won the serve here. And back to the serve, it is Theron Baum. The Stars once again without Megan Anderson. She rolled her ankle in practice a week ago. Didn't play against Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday. Coach Chris Connor thought maybe she'd be able to go tonight. Obviously wanted to play tonight, but is not suited up in street clothes on the bench for the Stars. So Anderson, just another outstanding 6-foot-tall senior player that will not be in the lineup tonight, and that gets Callie Oprek into the starting lineup. Paige Herbert will rotate in as well. She actually was in the starting lineup against Central Catholic. Now we're ready to go, and Theron Baum puts the ball in the air, floats it right down the middle of the floor to McKinney. Set to the outside. The first half is down and good by the Chanticleers. Megan Alexander, and Ord has scored the first point of this match. Again, Kearney Catholic 16-0 in all of those matches. They've only dropped two sets. So the first order of business for Ord is to just get a set here this evening. And in to serve it away will be Morgan Alexander. Wendy the coach, Megan the senior, Morgan the freshman, and she'll float it into Kearney Catholic's Allie Prasoski, who checks in. Quick set in the middle for Sokolowski, and Bailey will put it away. Even at one, and here comes Paige Herbert into the ball game again. Coach Connor was rotating 10, 11 girls at the beginning of the year, so it's not like they really miss Megan Anderson. She's just another one of the great players on this team. And Herbert to serve it away. Floats it down the middle to McKinney. The center is Morgan Alexander for the quick Carson, and the lefty goes up and puts it down. That'll make it 2-1 Ord. Carson going to UNO to play volleyball. Carson and Megan Alexander have been starting the last 3 years here for the Chanticleers. They were state runners-up last year in Class C2. Now they make the move to C1. Alexander to serve. Kearney Catholic quick pass to the outside to Sokolowski. There's some indecision on the call, and they're going to call it in on the right sideline. It was right by the up official, and he ruled that it was in. So the second kill for Sokolowski, and we're even at two apiece. Into serve it away now, Morgan Studi, who just has an unbelievably powerful jump serve. No fear in it at all. Very high toss. Lets it fly. Picked up by the libero Krummel. Set to the outside. Miss hit. Chanticleers. And will be a first error of the night. Kearney Catholic grabs their first lead, 3-2. Kenzie Drudick has checked in as well for Ord. So Studi picks up the first point on serve for either team as we're just underway in the first set of our triangular tonight. Good serve, overpass by Krummel, right at Mestel. Connor jumps at right side, little slide for Oprek, and she'll find the floor. Callie will get the Kearney Catholic kill. 4-2 now, Stars. Can't give the Stars, and I guess you can put this into any number one team you've seen play volleyball in the recent years. You just can't give them too many opportunities as the serve across by Studi. Dug out in the back row by Megan Alexander. Right side attack is driven across by Sydney Krummel. Stars pick it up. Go to Mestel. Her first swing of the night is deep and out of bounds. Side out Ord. 4-3 into the ball game. Here comes Allison Weliak. And the libero Krummel will check out. Back to serve it away will be Sydney Krummel. So both teams very solid. These are two of the four teams you expect to see in the conference semifinals in a couple of weeks in St. Paul. Back row attack, Herbert. Dug out by Krummel, run down by Morgan Alexander, set to Carson, tried to cut it around the double block and put it into the net. Side out, Kearney Catholic 5-3. re-entering the front row, Theron Baum for the Stars. And back to serve it will be the setter, Shayla Connor. 5-3, Kearney Catholic. Connor serve. Floats it down the middle of Alexander. Carson sets this time to the outside. The attack blocked down by Theron Baum on the swing of Kenzie Drudick. Theron Baum really got things going in the second set against Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday night in a straight set Stars victory. And she picked up four ace blocks in that match. Shayla Connor to serve now for the second time. Looking for two in a row. Good pass. Connor, short set. Slide right side is up in the back row, and the Stars are not going to be able to get it. Probably would have been out of bounds, but Studi played it. Give the kill to Allison Weldiak, the Chanticleer freshman. And into the ball game now is Kaylee Pelton. There is some JV action going on in the old gym here, so neither team has all 12 or 14 girls suited up, but they do have quite a few on the bench, not just seven or eight. Serve across by the Chanticleers. Middle attack by Mestel, and it's not coming back. Michaela with her first kill, just too much power on it. And you look at the Ord Chanticleer lineup, they do have Nikki Carson at 6 foot. Everybody else right around that 5'9", but still, Kearney Catholic not going to face hardly any opponents this year that can match up with them height-wise. Mestel now rotates back to serve for the Stars, and she'll put it into the net. First service error of the ball game. Ord gets it right back, and Sydney McKinney will check into the ball game. She'll go all the way to the far left-hand corner to fire it away. McKinney came in last year and was quite a top server and back row player for the chance. Serve across the attack of the back row by Studi. And we're going to get a back row attack here called on Studi. At the libero position, you cannot elevate above that net, and they're starting to let that go more and more. And Studi obviously has got great ups, and they're going to call it this time, and Ord's going to get the point. So McKinney to serve it away, a chance to tie it up here early in the first set, 7-6, Kearney Catholic. Set to the outside, Kaylin Brannigan comes near corner, and she'll get the kill. Just so many weapons for the Stars. As Sokolowski re-enters the front row, Jamie McCann comes in to serve. And Coach Connor has already played everybody suited up here, the 10 that she has going here in the first set. McCann serve over to Tierra Krumel, the libero, set to the outside. The left-handed tip by Kaylee Pelton is good. Kaylee went up like she was going to take a big swing, and that got the Stars to commit, and then she tapped it right over the top of them. 8-7, Kearney Catholic. Ward hanging there early in game number one. Tierra Krumel to serve it away. Krumel with a mini jump serve. That kind of floats on her to Studi, but Kearney Catholic doesn't pass it very well. Mestel still gets a good swing from the back row that is going to have Ord trying to pass it over. Might have got called for a lift there, but they let it go. Short set. Sokolowski, there's nothing there. She'll kill it. Bailey with her third kill. Kearney Catholic 9, Ord 7. Donovan Trumbull, the third member of tonight's Luplat Conference Triangular, will be just down the parking lot tomorrow night for football. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. But Theron Baum to serve, and it's going to be our first ace of the match. Our second time through the rotation, and Theron will fire the ace serve, and Ord is down 10-7. Tomorrow night, the Kearney Catholic football team hosting Minden. It is homecoming week. So the distractions that come with this week for all of the sporting teams. Theron Baum floats it across to McKinney. Carson sets to the outside to Alexander, who will drive it down for her second kill. Megan Alexander gets the ball back for the Chanticleers. Back into the ball game, Morgan Alexander. And for Kearney Catholic, it'll be Allie Prasoski. Morgan Alexander to serve it away. Ord has only picked up 1 point on their serve so far here, so it's been a lot of side out, a lot of rotations here. Alexander takes a run at it, fires it into the back row to Mestel. Sokolowski has to set. Good one to Brannigan on the outside, and they'll call it out. Brannigan just deep. And Kearney Catholic will be down or up one, a chance to tie it here for Ord. As Morgan Alexander gets a second chance. And runs after it again. That one a little softer serve. Studi has to dive to pick it up to Connor. Outside Brannigan off the double block. Down and good. We've had a lot of just very quick points. Not a lot of long rallies in this match. Keeping it simple. Both teams know how to put the swing on it with some good attacks. 11-9 Kearney Catholic. First set. And it'll be Paige Herbert to serve. Slaps that volleyball and sends it down the right side to Carson. Set to the outside for Alexander. Over the block. Dig is made by Herbert. Connor back set right side. The attack cut across by Sokolowski. Good dig there by Morgan Alexander. Tipped over by Megan. Quick play at the net. Free ball put down by Sokolowski. 3 one-timers. And Sokolowski finally finished with her fourth kill already of the opening set. 12-9, Kearney Catholic. And Herbert to serve again. Takes her time off the whistle and floats it across to McKinney. Here's the set middle. It's close to the net. Had to be tapped by Ord and Carson, and it's going to be blocked down by Bailey Sokolowski. Her second, her first ace block, the team's second, and Ord will call timeout. This is Kearney Catholic's largest lead of 4 points. It's Kearney Catholic 13, Ord 9, opening set of this top 10 matchup. We'll take a break and be back after this on Classic Hits.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet. When a person walks in our store, most of the time they're overwhelmed at how many choices there are. So it's our job to listen to them and focusing on what really satisfies them. Then we try to ease them into the installation process. When we are in their home, we do our best to make sure that they're happy. When we leave their home, it's cleaned and vacuumed and they're ready to move back in. We're B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our goal is to have a happy customer every day.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
As we come back to action out of the Ord timeout, another ace block for Bailey Sokolowski after the left-hand attack of Morgan Alexander, left-wing attack, and Kearney Catholic now up 14-9. That's four in a row. Still serving is Paige Herbert. Herbert floats it too deep that time, and it's out of bounds. She's kind of been setting it around that 10-foot line with her serve, and that time a little deep and out. Second service error for Kearney Catholic. Ord has yet to make one. And back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. Ord also yet to have an ace serve. Kearney Catholic with just one ace. And the deep serve by Alexander. Played by Studi. The pass off the mark. Mestel runs it down. Free ball across to Ord. And it's going to fall to the floor. Sokolowski just trying to set it across. Put it right in that donut hole in the middle of the floor. And got a gift that time. But it's her fifth kill. That's one of the few times that Kearney Catholic hasn't got a big swing on it. So Ord was setting up their defense to dig the big swing. It didn't happen. Now Studi's back there. Her serve clips the net, comes across. Carson's ready and has it. Set to the outside, too close to the net. Tapped across by Drudik. Kearney Catholic gets it to Mestel, and she'll drive it through the double block for the kill. Second kill for Michaela Mestel. And 10 kills already here in the opening set for the Stars, leading at 16-10. With Studi back there for the second time. Had a couple of points the first time. That time, no problem clearing the net. Overpass. Quick return by Connor, and it is in. Connor actually off balance, but still just able to direct the ball right back at the Chanticleers. And that all comes off the strong serve from Morgan Studi. So this has been close all the way through. Ord wants to sub. And checking back in, Melanie Reese coming out the freshman in. Excuse me, coming out Sydney Krummel. Thought they were bringing Welniak out. It was Krummel. And now strong serve. Ord passes it into the net. That'll be an ace. So Ord has scored 8 of the last 9 points to take the lead out to 18-10. And Morgan Studi with her first ace. Studi off the whistle with the jump serve. And that looks like it's just deep, and it is. So the ace followed by the error. And now Ord brings Allison Welniak back in and Sydney Krummel to serve. Kearney Catholic 18 and Ord 11. Set one, best of three. First match of the night. Probably the, on paper, should be the most competitive. Donovan Trumbull comes in with a sub-500 record. Slide right side. Mestel on the line for her third kill. So Mestel and Sokolowski doing what they're supposed to do as the top two hitters for Kearney Catholic. And Theron Baum re-enters the front row as Shayla Connor goes back to serve it away. Of course, Connor was brought into action maybe a little earlier than her coach and mother wanted her in the freshman year because of an injury, and that has just progressed her throughout her career as Carson goes up for the quick dump and on the near sideline missed the line out of bounds. It looked neat. There just wasn't much room to work with there. And so out of bounds, and Connor to serve. Takes it at Krumel. Here's the set into the back row to Alexander. Good shot across to Studi. Pass to Connor. Outside Mestel. Short side kill. Stars are really moving that ball around extremely well, and Ord's going to take their final timeout. So Ord was able to hang with Kearney Catholic through the first part of the first set, but now the Stars are on an 11-2 run. It's Kearney Catholic 21, Ord 11 on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the entire crew here for their hospitality. Kearney Catholic leading Ord 21-11 in the first set of tonight's triangular. They are on a 11-2 run right now after this game was setting at 10-9. Again tomorrow night, the Minden Whippets at Kearney Catholic for football action here on Classic Hits. Pre-game is at 6:30 and kickoff is set for 7 on ESPN 1460, a battle of unbeatens as Shelton is at Amherst. And the USHL hockey season begins tomorrow night. The Tri-City Storm at Dubuque, 7:30 face-off on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Now out of the Ord timeout, we're ready to resume action with Shayla Connor on the serve. To the outside, Connor. That time she takes it off the block for the kill. Nikki Carson with her second kill of this match. And a side out here for the Chanticleers. Carson to go back and serve it away, 21-12. And the left-handed serve. Carson doesn't always stay in and serve, but that time she does. It'll be sent across by Connor on the second swing. Good run down by Krumel, but then the Chanticleers can't ease it back across. And the Stars will get the serve right back. Kaylin Brannigan enters the front row. Michaela Mestel back to serve it away. 22-12, Kearney Catholic. And the serve floats it across. Picked up that time by Kaylee Pelton. Back row attack by Alexander. Goes into the corner. Up by Connor. So it's set by Baum to the back row to Mestel. They really move that ball well, but Krumel digs. Outside, here comes the Chanticleers and Kenzie Drudick. Dig made by the Stars. Right side, Baum over the double block. Carson with the dig. Actually, we've got a rally going on here. Tapped across by the Chanticleers and Pelton. Stars get it. Baum right side. Drives it over. Krumel dig. Carson set. Short set middle. Driven across by Welniak. Dig made by Studi. And a half swing back and good for Michaela Mestel. By far the longest rally here of this opening set, but Kearney Catholic wins the point. So Mestel served it, Mestel killed it, and it's 23-12. Michaela, one more serve. Awful close to that service line. It's not handled well in the back row. It's going to be an ace. The pass went backwards. Nobody could get it. And that'll be the third ace here in the opening set. And checking in will be Jordan Knight. And I believe now both teams have used every player suited up in this first set. And Mestel now to try and wrap up the first set here. Sends a soft one across to Krumel. Carson got it out of there, and it's tapped across by Pelton. Dumped across by the Stars quickly. Theron Baum, Ord's ready. Go to the outside, miss hit by the Chance, into the net, and that will be the end of the opening set on the attack error. So it was 10-9, but a 15-3 run to end the set, and Kearney Catholic takes the opener over 7th-ranked Ord, 25-12. We'll be back with the numbers after this minute timeout on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Cove Gymnasium here with our set statistics of the first set. First of all, for Ord, Morgan Alexander, a service point. Sydney McKinney, a service point. They're the only two that scored on serve. Allison Woliak and Kaylee Pelton had a kill. Megan Alexander and Nikki Carson each had two, six kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Ord. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, three service points. One was an ace, five kills. Kaylin Brannigan, two kills. Morgan Studi, five kills, one was an ace. Shayla Connor, three service points, one kill. Bailey Sokolowski, two ace blocks, five kills. Callie Oprecht had one kill. Theron Baum, an ace serve, an ace block. And Paige Herbert, three service points. Kearney Catholic, 14 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves. They end the set on a 15-3 run to defeat Ord in game one, 25-12. We'll be back with second set action after this timeout on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Trumbull, and Elaria.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Don't forget, NFL football tonight can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM as the Baltimore Ravens host the Cleveland Browns. Kickoff tonight right around 7:35. Right now, the Ord Chanticleer is ready to serve it away to start game two. Morgan Alexander, one of the two freshmen on the varsity roster, will float it across, and it's picked up by Mestel. Kearney Catholic goes quick, almost a standing spike. Sokolowski down and good. Connor set her quick. Sokolowski wasn't really ready, but it's 6-2. She's able to handle it, and Bailey with her sixth kill. Kearney Catholic 1-0. They won the first set 25-12. And Theron Baum to serve it away. Over to Carson, and it's off the court. Ace serve. 2-0. Theron's second ace here of the match. Again, Donovan Trumbull is the third member of our triangular tonight. They will play Ord next in Kearney Catholic at around 7. And Baum serves it into the net. So Ord will get the serve. Multiple substitutions. Prasoski in to play defense for Kearney Catholic. For Ord, they will send in two players to the front row with Kenzie Drudick and Sydney Krumel. While back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. And the serve into the net. So the teams exchange airs, and it's now 3-1. Kearney Catholic will bring in Paige Herbert. Almost every dead ball, every side out, we're seeing somebody checking in, but so much talent on both sides. As Herbert serves it away, Paige sends it down the middle to Tierra Krumel. Here's the set right side, and it'll be driven just deep that time by Sydney Krumel, and Kearney Catholic out quickly by a score of 4-1. Tough one almost for anybody. When you play somebody that's at the top of their class, and probably the best team in school history, takes one heck of a night just to compete with them, and Ord's trying to do that here. They did early on the outside attack. Kenzie Drudick dug out in the back row. Stars just pass it over. One of the rare free balls. Let's see if Ord can do something with it. And Drudick will. This time it's down. Kenzie with her first kill. Side out Ord. Re-entering the ball game, Allison Welliak. And to serve it away will be Sydney Krumel. And Krumel takes a little time. Floats the serve right down the middle to Studi. Connor runs it down middle of the floor from off the net at the 10-foot line. It's taken across by Mestel. Chance again for Ord here. Close to the net, though, dumped over. Overpass by Kearney Catholic. Ord's got it right back on the offense to Carson, and it's off the tip for the kill. Third kill for Nikki Carson. 4-3. And Krummel, a chance to serve. Nobody has picked up two straight points from the service line yet for Ord. Krummel will try here. And Krummel will float this one a little deeper. Studi has it. A little better pass to Connor. Mestel comes up and finishes it. Michaela Mestel with her sixth kill. 5-3, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-12. It was 10-9 at one point. Now Studi to go back and serve it away. High toss by Morgan. Tries to go angle. Beautiful serve. Alexander picks it up. Back set to the outside. Carson off the block of Oprek. It's dug out by Connor and sent back over by Prasoski. And then the pass is off the mark by the Chanticleers. And they can't quite get it over. It hit the antenna. What a heck of an effort by Tierra Krummel back there going deep off the floor. 6-3, Kearney Catholic. And Ord wants to make a substitution or not. At first, Melanie Reese popped off the bench. They're trying to get the libero in the right spot. And it'll be Studi to serve again. Morgan, big jump serve, overpassed right back to the Stars. Can't put it away quickly, so they'll set it up to the outside, Mestel. And it's overpassed again by the Chanticleers, but another good dig by Alexander. Dumped over by Connor. And again, Ord digs it up. Three great digs. Stars for the fourth time. This time, Mestel on the outside. Dug out one more time by Morgan Alexander. Above the net, and it's tapped down by Mestel. Well, you got to give the Chanticleers credit there. They picked up four bullets, but just could never get in a position to get a swing on it themselves. Everything was so strong that it went right back across. And Studi stays at the net, 7-3. Stars, a serve. Ord was playing their defense off the back line, and Studi was able to get it over their heads and still get it in. Morgan with her second ace of the match. Don't forget, when we get done with each and every match, the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats. And it looks like Ord's going to call timeout here. 8-3, Kearney Catholic in the second set. They won the first one 25-12. Timeout, Chanticleers. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Studi with another jump serve. It's passed into the net, but Ord digs it out and then taps it out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will up the lead to 9-3. And Studi stays back there with those jump serves. So difficult to pick up. Connor passed it all the way back over to Studi. Connor, slide, Oprek will drive it across into our first net violation of the afternoon. And it goes on Ord. So not only can't the Chanticleers get the ball, they can't catch a break. They're not playing that bad. They just are getting overpowered right now by Studi's jump serve. And Morgan fires again and gets an ace. It's 11-3. Kearney Catholic, they have scored seven in a row now. And Studi continues to serve. Jump serve is on the way. Another bullet. That time it's dug out by Megan Alexander. Short set middle, tapped across by Weliak. Kearney Catholic gets it to the outside. Mestel's blocked up front. They dig it out. Connor on the attack. It is wide. So there's some more defense with Allison Weliak up there putting the block on. Side out Ord. 11-4. Chanticleers bring Kaylee Pelton back in. And it'll be Carson to serve it away. Nikki fires it across. At Herbert, short set middle. Oprek drives it across. Dig Alexander. Carson back set to the outside. Tapped across by Pelton. Kearney Catholic gets it to the outside. And the drive down and good by Mestel. Match high eighth kill by Michaela Mestel. Theron Baum rotates back into the front row. And it'll be Shayla Connor to serve it up here for Kearney Catholic. They won the opening set 25-12, but it was 10-9. And really, since then, they haven't looked back. They're up 12-4 here in the second. Carson sets for Orr to the outside. Big swing by Drudik. It's dug out by Studi. Set up for Mestel, who is on fire. And down and good. Michaela Mestel putting the ball anywhere she wants. Near side, far side, down the middle. Haven't really seen her go to the tip game. She's just bringing all power. And Connor to serve. Shayla down the middle to Alexander. Close to the net. Carson tried to keep it out of the net. And instead of tipping it over, she tried to tip it back to her teammates. And is called for the lift. 14-4. Connor serve. Just floats that across. Alexander has it set to the outside. Cut into the block and into the net it goes. And Orr may be looking at another timeout here. Coach Alexander will use it. And once again, Kearney Catholic on a major roll. 11-1 here to go up 15-4 in the second set on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball action. Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium. And you just look at how Kearney Catholic is rolling Ord right now. And Ord is 12-3. And have beaten some good volleyball teams this year. Concordia, they've beaten them twice this year. State-rated team in C1. They've beaten Wood River, state-rated in C2. West Holtz, 11-3. Lutheran High Northeast, they swept. They're 15-3. And it just shows you really maybe how good this star volleyball team is as they're dominating Ord. But Ord out of the timeout. Will get it to Drudik. And Kenzie on the outside gets her second kill of the set. And that gets the ball back to the Chanticleers for Sydney McKinney to come in and serve it away. 15-5 Ord in the second set. They won the first set by a score of 25-12. And McKinney all the way to that left corner, takes it right down the line to Mestel, set all the way to the other side, Theron Baum, and it's a single block. Theron goes over the top of it and gets the kill. That's actually just the first kill for Theron tonight. She's got a couple of ace serves and an ace block to go along with it. She was targeted a little more in the Central Catholic game, but it just kind of depends who's serving. There's four or five stars that could have a big night. So Golowski and Mestel lead him, but then Anderson, and she's out with an injury tonight. Theron Baum, Kaylin Brannigan, as Ord rolls it over with Megan Alexander in the back row. Studi set to the outside off the net. Baum only can set it over. Free ball, Ord. Short set middle. Weldiak's blocked up there by Oprich. No, they're going to say it's in the net. Right in the middle, they're going to say that it didn't get over. And the Stars will get the call, 17-5. Misco Sports postgame show coming up, and then it'll be Ord right back here to take on Donovan Trumbull just after 6 o'clock. Jump serve fired across to McKinney. She's able to keep it alive to Connor, and then it is blocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Give the point up front to Allison Welniak, her second kill. And a side out here for the Chanticleers. Back into the front row, Melanie Reese. As the crowd continues to file in from a Thursday at work. Glad you're with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tierra Krillo with the serve for Ord. Connor backs that right side. Bomb drives it straight down. Theron with her second kill and right back over to Kearney Catholic. Ord has never been able to get on a run tonight. They have only picked up a point on their serve three times in the entire match. Jamie McCann to serve it away. Down the sideline to Alexander, back set to the outside. Left-handed swing is down and good by Kaylee Pelton. That's one of the things that give a lot of team problems is that left-handed swing. Of course, you know about Nikki Carson, but Kaylee Pelton also goes with a left hand. Back distributed away now will be Morgan Alexander. 18-7, Kearney Catholic. Second set trying to sweep the match again. They've only dropped two sets all year long in their 16-match winning streak. Great serve, and a lift going to be called by Kearney Catholic. It was so close to the net. Connor was trying to stay out of there, and they're going to get her for the lift. So a point on serve, just the fourth of the night for Ord. Two of those belong to Morgan Alexander. She'll try and get another one here. Alexander fires a good jump serve. McCann kept it alive. Sokolowski just got it in the air, and Mestel took the swing. Strong into the back row to Krumel. Set outside for Carson, but she's deep. Nikki just hasn't got the ball, hasn't had the opportunity to get set very much in this match. And when you are the big hitter and you don't get many, a lot of adrenaline when you do get a ball set to you, and that one out of bounds. Theron Baum will stay in and serve it again. Ward sets to the outside. Alexander rolled off the block to the Stars. Picked up there by Connor. They'll have to take it back row. Mestel gets a good swing on it. Krumel with the dig. Back set. Channing clears in the middle. It's dropped down by Melanie Reese. First kill for Reese. Side out Ord. And back into the ball game will be Prasoski for Kearney Catholic. And for the Channing clears, Kenzie Drudick and Sydney Krumel. Megan Alexander to serve it away here for the Channing clears. 19-9 Stars. Game two. First set went to Ord. 25-12. Serve down to the back middle to McCann. Outside attack, Herbert way up there. Ball passed nearly into the net, but Ord saves. Carson's attack deep. 20-10, Kearney Catholic. I'm not sure how the Chanticleers were able to even pick that swing up that time and keep it in play, but they did. That's kind of been the story of the night. They keep it alive, but they're just not getting many swings. Herbert serve. Across it goes to the Chanticleer, set it right back where it came from. The attack by Drudick near corner is going to be deep. And now the Chanticleers, when they are getting a swing, have missed the last couple three. Herbert to serve again, looking for three in a row. And Page right down the middle to Krumel, to Morgan Alexander. Carson tried to dump it over, blocked by Sokolowski. Ord digs it up, right side attack, going to be driven and blocked again, that time by Mestel. Tapped and blocked again by Mestel and Sokolowski. Fourth time, or they'll finish. Kenzie Drudick. That was kind of like a role reversal there. That's what had been happening to Ord. They just kept getting it blocked, blocked, blocked. That time, and finally, got a good swing on it. Kearney Catholic was playing the defensive point that time around. So it's 21-10. All Kearney Catholic here, and back to serve it away for Ord will be Sydney Krumel. After tonight, the Chanticleers go to Gothenburg on Saturday and will play Gothenburg, Holdridge, and Perkins County. So Gothenburg and Holdridge, solid teams. Perkins County down a little bit, but that'll be some good competition. Kearney Catholic outside attack deep by Mestel. That might be the first one she's missed tonight. Point Ord, 21-11. Off the serve by Sydney Krumel. For Kearney Catholic, again, this is kind of their quiet time of the year. They're actually playing in a triangular tonight. Haven't had much action since they own Star Invite. As the back set to Sokolowski goes right side, the ball goes to the floor. Bailey, just her second kill of this set, but seventh of the match. They're going to let Bailey stay in and serve for the first time in the match. Kearney Catholic will not play again until 1 week from tonight against Ravenna, and they've only won one match this year, so not much left between now and conference for the Stars. Outside attack by the Chanticleers, dug out back row by Sokolowski, rolled into the block by Mestel, free ball Ord, but they sent it long and out of bounds. It wouldn't have mattered, they followed through into the net. But again, that had been so few opportunities to get a free swing on the ball by Ord, and they sent it deep. So Sokolowski will get to serve again. 2 points away from the match, 23-11. And the serve is across to Morgan Alexander. Stays in the back row. Megan will take a swing. Dug out there by Herbert. Short set middle. Oprek blocked. Don't know if it was four hits or blocked. Let's give Allison Welniak the benefit of the doubt there. And give the ball to the Chanticleers. Back into the front row, Kaylee Pelton. And back to serve it away, Nikki Carson. And there's going to be a break here. Coach Connor off the bench thinking there might have been something wrong with the volleyball, and they might need a different volleyball. Some air might be out of that, might be a puncture in it. So we'll have to go to the bullpen, bring in the backup volleyball to continue our match here. 23-12 in favor of Kearney Catholic, and Ord trying to stay alive here. The first set went to the Stars as well, 25-12. Athletic Director Rick Petrie on top of that one. And we're ready to go with Nikki Carson. 23-12, Kearney Catholic. Ward, those serving. Hand the serve away. Down the sideline, picked up there by Herbert. Set to Mestel on the outside. She's blocked, and it's an ace block by the Chanticleers. Teaming up Allison Welniak and Kaylee Pelton. By the way, they're congratulating. I'm going to say it was Pelton that got the most of that. So give her the ace block, and Ward plays on. Nikki Carson serves. Mestel will set. It's off the mark, so Connor just passes it across. Free ball here. Carson sets to the outside. The attack by Drudik. Down and good. And for the first time tonight, Ord has scored 3 points in a row. Kenzie Drudik with her fourth kill of this game. And Nikki Carson to serve it away. First time any of the Chanticleers have picked up two consecutive service points. Let's see if they can keep it going. Carson's serve, though, is wide and out of bounds. So it is match point now for Kearney Catholic, and Theron Baum will check in at 24-14. So Kearney Catholic's going to defeat Ord for the second time this year as Shayla Connor gets ready to serve it away. Match point number one for the Stars. Connor pretty deep, but it's played there by Alexander. Carson sets middle. Tapped just across by Pelton. Free ball, Theron Baum on the second hit will take the swing. Dug out by Krumel. Alexander back row attack for the Chanticleers is dug out by Studi. Set to the outside. Mestel off the block. It's down and good, and the match is over on the 10th kill by Michaela Mestel. Your final score, Kearney Catholic stays unbeaten with a 25-12, 25-14 victory over the Ord Lady Chanticleers. They're now 17-0, and Ord falls to 12-4 with two of those losses coming at the hands of the Stars. We'll take a break and be back with the Bisco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Pando.
P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp. Hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch, you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play with their worldwide headquarters located on the square in downtown Ord. If it's time to think about the winter sports season, whether it's basketball, wrestling, or just intramurals or little kids' items, they'll take care of you at Misco's. Let's take a look at the final stats of the second set. For Ord, Morgan Alexander had a service point. Kenzie Drudik had four kills. Allison Waliak, an ace block and a kill. Kaylee Pelton, an ace block and a kill. Sydney Krumel had two service points. Melanie Reese, a kill. And Nikki Carson, two service points and one kill. The Chanticleers had seven kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic in the second set, numbers not as big as we've seen lately. Michaela Mestel, a service point, five kills. Morgan Studi had six service points, two of them aces. Shayla Connor, four service points. Bailey Sokolowski, one service point, two kills. Theron Baum, an ace serve, two kills. And Paige Herbert, three service points. As the Stars had nine kills, no ace blocks, and three ace serves, they win game two 25-14 to sweep the Chanticleers. We'll take a break and look at the total stats from the two-set victory by the Stars right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show here on Classic Hits. The overall final stats of our match, first of all, for Ord. Morgan Alexander had 2 service points. Kenzie Drudick had 4 kills. Sydney McKinney had a service point. Allison Welniak had an ace block and 2 kills. Kaylee Pelton had an ace block and 2 kills. Sydney Krumel had 2 service points. Megan Alexander had 2 kills. Melanie Reese had a kill. And Nikki Carson, 2 points, 2 service points, and 3 kills. Ord was held to 13 kills, 2 ace blocks, and no ace serves in the match. They fall to 12-4, and they'll play our next match here against Donovan Trumbull. And then they head to Gothenburg Saturday to take on the Swedes, Holdridge, and Perkins County. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, a match-high 10 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 2 kills. Morgan Studi led the team in serving with 11 points. 3 of them were aces. Shayla Connor had 7 points and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, a service point, 2 ace blocks, 7 kills. Callie Oprek had 1 kill. Theron Baum, 2 ace serves, an ace block, and 2 kills. And Paige Herbert had 6 service points. Kearney Catholic had 23 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 6 ace serves as they remain unbeaten at 17-0 with a 25-12-25-14 win over the Lady Chanticleers. They'll play Donovan Trumbull in the final match tonight around 7 o'clock. And then they have a week off before hosting Ravenna in a duel next Thursday. And then it's conference tournament time.